Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Josh Rodders joining us from the Melbourne Racing Club, where they race on Sunday, the AFL Grand Final on Saturday. So you've got Moonee Valley Friday night, the Moya, Saturday at Mornington, and then Sunday at Caulfield. Josh, good morning to you.
The sporting capital of the world,
Hang on. Your Peter Volandis, Peter's ringing in right now. He wants to have a crack at you.
I'm only playing.
it's all good for racing. Hey, Josh, just before we talk about these gallops, I understand apprentice Michael Poy had a bit of an incident there this morning.
Yeah, it was actually very early, about 5 a.m. One of Henry Dyer's horses flipped over as it was going onto the track, landed right on top of young pup, Michael Poy, Michael Clark's son. He's actually been going well and riding a few winners. He was a bit knocked about early, but the ambulance took him to the Alfred. Apparently, he's awake and talking and was on the mobile phone ringing his boss, Henry Dwyer. So I haven't got any more than that, but they're checking the ankle.
Yep. He's been cleared. He's been cleared of any damage. He's sore and bruised, but off what they've taken the scans, he's been cleared of any damage. So that's the good news.
That's a really great result, because when it first happened, it was, pretty scary. So a 500-kilowatt animal landing right on top of the young fella. So great news that he's got the all clear.
All right, gallops this morning down there, and obviously Chris Lees has got horses and three-year-olds everywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's really flying, Chris, and well done to him with the quality he's got heading into these carnivals in Sydney and Melbourne. The one we really wanted to watch this morning, and we got the film of her, so just letting all the listeners know, we'll have those on the website later today. Smart Melody, this unbeaten filly. She adjusted and adapted to the straight very well last start to win. She worked on the course proper under travelling foreman Mel Ollerton, and she ran 51.24 home in 23.1. Wow, it's the first time I've seen her in the flesh, and she looks like one of the boys. She's a powerful girl, and obviously the query, Sydney horses at Caulfield the first time, but she's had that gallop on the course proper. She looked to get around nice and tractably, and she just runs time so easily. So we're really excited to see her here on Sunday at Caulfield.
For sure. The other one is El Dorado Dreaming.
Yeah, so she worked on the course proper. Wasn't asked to do as much. 111.74 home in 24.7. Looked to stretch her legs nicely out there on the out wide on the course proper this morning. Again, race pressure is a completely different thing, but both fillies look to work nicely.
Yeah, we know El Dorado Dreaming had that barrier trial, and they made the decision to go towards the 1,000 Guineas prelude. So there are a couple for Chris Lees. Were there any other 1,000 Guineas or Caulfield Guineas horses you saw this morning?
Yeah, the Shrepps 1,000 Guineas prelude got another one that galloped around. Philip Stokes, who calls Caulfield home during the spring carnival, he had Music Bay work with stablemate Eclaire Calling. Eclaire Calling's nom to run in the 1400 benchmark 78, Music Bay in the Schweppes 1,000 Guineas prelude. They worked really nicely together. I was really actually impressed with Eclaire Calling. He was a Flemington winner in the off-season, but he looks to have come back a much more complete and mature package, and it'll be really hard to beat in that 1400 restricted race here on Sunday.
Okay, that's a clear calling. I'm jotting that one down. Now, Mick Price, he's up and about, obviously, with a few of his, including Grunt back at Caulfield.
Yeah, Grunt worked. He's down to run the Underwood Stakes. Obviously, the 1,800-metre tempo around Caulfield will allow him to, you know, find a nice rhythm, and I think he'll appreciate that a lot more around Caulfield. He's never a really good worker, Andrew. He worked with stablemate Fighting Harada, three-year-old colt who's had no luck whatsoever. He runs in the Caulfield Guineas prelude, Fighting Harada for United Syndications and Peter Crichton. Mick D to take the ride. Grunt worked with him. They went home in 23.8, 52 for the half mile. It was good, solid work. But as I said, Grunt doesn't do his best in track work. He saves it for race day. But Fighting Harada, he deserves a change in luck. I'm sure he'll run well in the Guineas prelude there on Saturday.
Sunday, yeah. It will be interesting just to see Grunt back at Caulfield.
Well, as I said, I think the tempo of 1,800 metres, Andrew, will allow him to travel, and I think he'll appreciate that. I mean, he's not a 1,400-metre horse. Maybe Caulfield's not his track, but 1,400 at Caulfield's definitely not up his alley. So I'm expecting a much better Caulfield performance up to the 1,800, you know, race fit and ready to rock there on Sunday. Another one that didn't work this morning, but according to Lee's Racing, prized icon, a late nom for the $250,000 Inglis Cup. This horse is for horses that are nominated for the Inglis Series. Great prize money. And prized icon looks to come down later in the week. And doesn't he look well-placed in that 2,000-metre race on Sunday? Prized icon, 104 Raider against some lower-rated horses. And he'll run in that 2,000-metre race and looks awfully hard to beat.
Prized icon, a late entry for the Inglis Cup. Now, all of your fields, when do they come out for Sunday?
Sunday, so they'll be out Thursday's acceptance day. So we can have a chat Thursday if you like, Thursday morning. I saw Tracy Bartley down here this morning.
So I
didn't see his horse. His horse can work on the course proper, but I saw Tracy walking one around. So.
Yeah, he told me, I'm glad you reminded me. I spoke with Tracy off air this morning and in good time arrived down there only this morning. So it only basically trot and cantered. It's had the two trials. Kieran McAvoy takes the ride on Sunday in that benchmark 90 race. And what have I written down there? It's had a couple of, it probably may do a little bit on Thursday morning. Given that the horse only arrived this morning, but he's there, she's there, ready to go, and they're aiming towards a race on Derby Day at Flemington.
Great. And we jump out this morning on the course proper from the 1,200-metre shoot. Yep. Heat one was the interesting one. We had Bassett, the little pocket rocket, make his return to public jump out, and Bassett was sharp, really sharp, won the jump out. Defeated Oak Door, who's going really well for John Sadler, and liked the way Berisha the Stayer finished off his trial. Villamont, the last year's stand-down Guineas winner, just had a quiet trial returning, as did Danuki. So Bassett, the one that was pretty sharp out of jump out number one this morning on the course proper.
All right. People need to go to the Melbourne Racing Club website later today. All the vision is available to you off those gallops this morning and the jump outs, the Melbourne Racing Club website. Good on you, Josh. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Thanks, Andrew. Always nice chatting. Good luck and happy punting to all the listeners.